First Minister, Danny Alexander is saying that you've got your figures all wrong. They don't add up, do they?
Well, this is a very important day, isn't it? Because the Treasury's claims have been totally destroyed by the professor whose work they were relying on to make them. Professor Dunleavy at London School of Economics has accused the Treasury of misrepresenting his work and exaggerating it by a factor of 12. So I think the credibility of Liberal Democrat Danny Alexander is sub-zero. It's a bit like his political party at the present moment. He's been caught red-handed misrepresenting figures. And in contrast, the Scottish Government have published a very careful analysis pointing out the assets of Scotland and how by growing the economy we can arrive at a situation where every person in Scotland will be £1,000 better off after 15 years. It won't happen immediately. Over a period of 15 years, every family £2,000 better off, and we're describing that as the independence bonus that we can all work towards.
Can you put a set-up cost on independence?
Well, it's quite interesting. Professor Dunleavy, his estimate, unlike the Treasury's £2.5 billion, is £200, £250 million, which is a small fraction of our share of the assets of the United Kingdom, probably 1/400th, that we shall be entitled to when Scotland becomes independent, because we've paid to build up these assets. And then, of course, you've got to factor in how we can do things more efficiently, and we've got a fairly dramatic example of that just now. Because we've recently set up Revenue Scotland to take on the new taxation powers that's coming to the Scottish Parliament. And we've found that that can do the job 25% cheaper than HMRC said that they could do it. So we can actually save a quarter in administration costs by setting up our own system, much greater than the initial start-up cost. So the arguments are moving very strongly in our direction, and the Treasury case has been blown to smithereens today.
How would your independence bonus work?
Well, we say, look, we're going to have challenges in Scotland as an independent country, but challenges that we'll have the financial and economic levers to overcome. We want to do three things. We want to grow productivity in the Scottish economy through innovation, the sort of things they're doing in Finland at the present moment. We want to grow the working age population. We don't want the procession of young Scots having to leave Scotland to find economic opportunity. We want to provide the economic opportunity here in Scotland to grow our working age population. And thirdly, we want to grow jobs, and we're suggesting 3.5% growth in employment over a 15-year period. Now, we've managed 3% in the last few years, in the last 3 years as we've recovered from recession. So if you do these three things together, then that means because of growth in the economy, because the economy is moving forward, they will get an extra £5 billion in revenue. And that's £1,000 for every Scot, £2,000 for every family. That's the independence bonus that we collectively together as a country can work towards. It doesn't get handed to us. It's something we work towards over that 15-year period, year by year, as we build up the wealth and prosperity of Scotland.
How far do you think today's paper goes to answering people's questions about the costs?
Very substantially. I think today, you know, we're only speaking here in the morning, but, you know, I think if this was a football match, then Scotland would be well ahead. If this was a boxing match, then the referee would be stopping it and the white towel would be coming in from the Treasury.